Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lucas, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Yourself?
I'm doing very well and really interested to see what's going on here with Spotify as they try to take this next big step in the podcast world by turning them into movies and TV shows. I don't know, Lucas. I'm a little bit confused. How exactly does this work?
Well, you look at a podcast, whether it's a series or an episode, sort of like you might a book or a comic book or lots of other things that get adapted into film or TV. We've seen a few examples of this already, including from companies that Spotify owns. Spotify owns a company called Gimlet Media, which had a show called Homecoming, which then got turned into a TV show for Amazon that starred Julia Roberts. And the goal for Spotify is to take the one or two examples of success that they've had so far and really do that at a much bigger scale, mining their library of now more than 250 original shows, which grows by the week.
So in terms of what they're going to do with some of the podcasts, the properties that they own, are they going to try and, I don't know, tighten down on them? Like, we obviously pay attention to the big news with the Joe Rogan podcast and their acquisition of that, but there's already been rumblings from some of their employees that they don't like some of the subject matter or think there should be warnings or an editorial process. Does that mean that they might start to flex a little bit of power on their bigger properties?
You know, it depends on the project. So Rogan is an interesting example because Spotify doesn't actually own his show. They have an exclusive license. So starting later this year, that show will only be available on Spotify. But Rogan still owns kind of whatever the underlying IP would be. And I believe as part of his deal with Spotify, he has a pretty good deal of creative control. So it will, you know, Spotify can take his episodes down if they violate any terms of service. But I don't think Spotify is going to be telling Joe Rogan what to talk about on a given day. I mean, they knew what they were getting into when they bought or when they made that deal with him. He's somebody who says things that can be offensive or sensational. He just has to make sure not to violate their terms. I think with shows where they own and where they're paying for the development, they will definitely do so with an eye towards how else can we exploit this. And will we make it only available on our app so that people don't leave to go and make a deal with, say, Apple Music?
We know that audio is the fastest growing medium in the entertainment business. How does that translate to movies and shows? Is that a bit overzealous?
You know, there's a belief that you can transfer the audience from a project to another. You know, one of the things that everybody in Hollywood is looking to, because there's so much film and television being produced right now, they would like to make projects that are based on kind of known IP because it makes it you almost feel more secure agreeing to do it because you think that there's a proven audience, and that's something that podcasts do provide. I think it's a case-by-case basis whether that, you know, that works. You know, even in the case of Spotify, they took a show that was very popular in startup. It was about the founding of Gimlet Media. It got turned into a TV show starring Zach Braff and nobody really watched it. And so that in that case, it clearly didn't work. But I do think that there are examples. If you have a really popular personality who hosts a podcast, maybe they could also host a TV show, or if you've just got an undeniable story, it can certainly make the jump from it's a podcast to it's a hit movie. And one of the reasons, this is one of the reasons that Spotify have gotten in business with Peter Chernin's Chernin Entertainment, because they have a really good track record of making movies that people want to see, whether it's Hidden Figures or Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that just off the top of my head that a lot of the true crime stories that are huge hits for the podcast world would be the easiest for them to try and turn them into programming.
Yeah, and I think there have been some examples. Dear John, Dirty John, I always screw up the name of that podcast, but that got turned into a show. I think they're doing something with Dr. Death. There's a company called Wondery that Spotify does not own, but Wondery has made deals to turn a lot of its popular podcasts, many of which are in that true crime genre, into TV shows, because you're right, there's sort of an insatiable appetite for that.
Lucas, really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.